Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi there, my name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymouse, here for another BGI SiriCast. BGI stands for, in short, Beginner's Guide to the iPhone. In this cast, I'm going to go over a setting called Reset. Now, the Reset can be found under the Apple Settings, or just simply Settings. Double tap on Settings. Bring up the list, and then you're going to flick or swipe to the right until you get to General. Double tap on General. And this will bring up a list, and we will flick and swipe until we get all the way to the bottom until we get to something called Reset.
Reset button.
All right, we'll go ahead and do a double tap on Reset.
General, back button.
Okay. I'm going to explain there are, I believe there's four or five different ways to reset your phone device. And when I say reset, I mean we are resetting back to factory settings in regards of the specific reset that is provided down below. There are a number of things that you would want to do and sometimes you don't want to do. But the first and foremost, before I move on, I want to let you guys know that when you do implement a reset, remember that you are essentially resetting whatever you have chosen and you cannot retrieve that back, okay? So once it's done, it's irreversible. Unless, of course, you are wanting to restore from a backup that you've done, then we can do that. And a backup that you have done, whether it's to the iTunes on your computer or from the cloud. So that is basically all we can get back. Hopefully that you have saved those backup and the iCloud that you have set the options up to back up the right things you need in order to restore from an iCloud. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and see the different type of resets that you can do, and I'll explain each reset and what they do specifically, okay? As we flick to the right.
Reset, heading.
We obviously hear the reset heading, and we'll keep going to the right.
Reset all settings, button.
Reset all settings. All right, so this is the very first thing you can reset. Now, the reset of all settings basically means exactly that. It's going to reset all the settings back to the factory default. So the settings would be typically anything you have customized yourself. So if you have set to brightness to set to zero and never to auto bright again, or you have made changes such as voiceover, for example, we are using the Siri Mail enhanced voice at a certain speech rate, for example. Those are all settings that you implement across the phone itself. Okay, those are the settings. So if you do this, if you do a double tap on reset all settings, this will reset everything back to the way it was, and you will have to go back into all the settings and redo everything you set up. And that includes like if you had a certain ring tone that you had for a phone or text sound, all those settings that you can think of all have to be redone again. Sometimes this is not a bad idea if you want to kind of start over fresh and get back to, if you can't remember all the places you've done the settings. It can be a pain, but sometimes in a rare blue moon, unfortunately, if some bugs that I've seen, and it's not very often, but sometimes my phone will act pretty funky and it's doing some odd things, and sometimes restoring all settings typically will help you out in that scenario. It will just kind of get itself back into being defunct and back up to way up and running that you can use in a useful manner. So that is what reset all setting does. Okay, I'm gonna flick to the right.
Erase all content and settings button.
Okay, now this is the big one. This is reset all contents and settings. This is the one that it will completely wipe everything off your phone. I'm talking about applications, I'm talking about settings, I'm talking about the whole nine yards. If you want your phone to be completely back to factory default, the way you got it out of the box for the first time, this is what you would implement. You would just double tap on that and will clear everything. This is would be used for two reasons. One, that you want to start all over from scratch. I know some people will do this after they do a major iOS update. Typically, they will wipe the whole thing and start from scratch and reinstall the apps that they use and stuff. And some people will say that it will not carry on the clutterness that you had to previous iOS. Some people believe that it may bring, if you had any issues to previous, you can bring it up to the next version. I don't find it in that way, but some people are kind of funny and they will do that. It's not a bad idea. I mean, you basically kind of start all over, I suppose, and you can essentially do that if you want. Or if you just simply want to just complete wipe and clean and then bring it back from a restore that you had from a backup or from the iCloud, you can do that, and I'll bring back your phone the way it was. Again, for some reason, as mentioned up above, sometimes weird things can happen. At the last resort, you would want to do this option and try to do a restore. Okay. Now, the second option with the erase all contents and settings is a big one. If you are getting rid of your phone device, you have gotten a new device, and you are moving up to a new phone, you want to erase everything from your device because you don't want the next user or person that you sell the device to or trade it in to have anything on the phone that you have had on here, because you probably had some pretty sensitive information, and do anything to make it more a bit harder for them to be able to obtain. Not that it would be a very slim chance if anybody ever do that, but I highly recommend you erasing all the contents and settings before you do a trade and such like that. Now, there are some things you will have to do to turn off, like Find My iPhone and sign out of your Apple ID. Those are the two additional things I would do before you do erase the contents and settings and trade in your phone. That way the phone will be usable for the next person. Because otherwise, if you clean the contents and settings completely, only the person that last used the phone, it will remember the last Apple ID that was used on this device, and they will not be able to sign in or get to your device without your Apple ID, because they'll still remember that phone belonged to you. So this is kind of an anti-theft proof deal if you had used the Find My iPhone option. Okay, let's go to the third option here.
Reset network settings button.
All right, pretty much that will erase all the network settings you've ever had on your phone. So essentially, every time you go to a hotel, every time you go to a restaurant, every time you go to a place that has Wi-Fi and you connect in using the Wi-Fi, or you go to your friends, it's going to remember all those settings, all those passwords. So if you go back to your friend's house, you are back onto their Wi-Fi, and as easy as that, because it remembers your Wi-Fi that you had a connection there previously, and it reestablished a reconnection to their Wi-Fi, and you don't have to reinsert their password to get into it. So, but after a while, it can get pretty cluttered up. There could be a lot of places you've done, and I have seen in times and places that you will experience some Wi-Fi weirdness issue of not being able to connect to different places Wi-Fi, or it just seen being odd. Sometimes erasing the network settings will help you in that situation. Again, it's pretty rare, like the above two, you know, when things get kind of weird out, it's your last resort. If you do this, it will clear out everything, so you will have to basically sign into the Wi-Fi and get those password again to get into the Wi-Fi again, okay?
Reset keyboard dictionary button.
That pretty much explains that. I have never had to do this myself. If you ever want to find yourself, you want to clear out your keyboard dictionary, you can do so. That is just entirely up to you and your preferences, but that is something I have never used and never have any desire to do that. And I believe the next one is the last one here.
Reset home screen layout button.
Reset home screen layout. All right, that's exactly what it says. All those apps you have arranged, all those painstaking moments you have arranged, all these apps in certain orders, on certain pages, in certain folders, you have it exactly the way you love it. Well, don't Don't reset it, because if you reset it, it will bring all your apps out of the folders and everything and alphabetize them and put them all out. And so it will go back to the way you had it originally when you got your phone. So it will bring up all the Apple apps along with all the existing apps that you have now. So if you have put this app into the first page or whatever, have not, it'll disarrange all that, and all the apps you have in your folders, all those apps will come out of the folder. You know, this could be used for a couple of reasons. One really is because when you reset the apps layout, you ever find yourself when you just want to move everything around again. And if you have a lot of folders and with a lot of apps in it, it can be pretty painstaking, tedious work in taking all those out of a folder one by one and then put them into another folder one by one. It's almost easier as if you just dump them all out and just start over and then start creating folders and putting them in the folders. It just seems to be a lot quicker from what I've seen, and that's pretty much the reason why I would want to do this. I can't think of any other reason why you want to do it, but I'm sure I'm missing something. So, but that gives you a basic idea of what that does, okay?
Reset location and privacy. Button.
All right, so I was wrong. This is the last one. Reset location and privacy. That is exactly what it does. Every app that you assign privacy rights, this app has access to location services, or it has access to the camera and the microphone, the whole nine yards. All those are settings that you would do within location and privacy. If you reset this, it will reset all those settings. So this app will no longer have those access. You will, once you double tap on a particular app, it will go through the whole process of again asking you if you would allow the microphone to use this, if you would allow the location service to locate you, and such and such. So that is pretty much, in a nutshell, it will chunk out all the settings that you've done within each app that has anything to do with location and privacy. All right.
Reset location and privacy.
And that is it. That is everything you need to know about the reset settings. So that's going to do for this BGI cast. Until my next BGI cast, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.